Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Let's get this on. About to miss my flight. Come on.
I went to the airport to catch my flight. The TSA put me in the naked body scanner line.
I don't want radiation, so I opted out. But when they grabbed my man junk, I couldn't help myself. I had to shout, I had to shout, I had to get my message out.
I said, don't touch my junk, don't touch my junk. I'll have you arrested. Don't touch my junk. This ain't your lovely lady love. I don't wanna be molested, so don't touch my junk. So I went back wearing a Scottish kilt. I bought three Viagra to make sure my stuff would not wilt. When it came my turn for the nasty pat down, they thought I had a weapon, so they made me pull it out. Don't touch my junk.
Can't touch this.
Don't touch my junk.
Can't touch this.
I'll have you arrested. Don't touch my junk. Don't touch my junk. Oh, my heart, my heart, my heart. I don't want to be molested, so don't touch my junk.
Now, who put these morons with a badge in charge and gave them the right to molest us in the name of security?
Don't touch my junk.
Can't touch this.
Don't touch my junk.
Can't touch this.
They x-rayed my bags and then they patted down my elephant trunk. They went up my shorts and went down my pants. This ain't romance. No, it's the TSA hustle. They felt me up, but they put me down. They squeezed my butt in that TSA hustle.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rudden. And I'm laughing at the words of that song, but isn't it true? I'm telling you. I don't know who was singing that little ditty there, but they have been touching a lot of junk, haven't they? Anyway, well, you got to laugh. Otherwise, what's your alternative? I suppose you could cry, but that doesn't do you a whole lot of good other than make your eyes all puffy, and that really sucks. So you might as well laugh your way through this madness, right? Listen, I have another great guest that I'm going to bring on today, and I've had a lot of requests for this gentleman to join me on my show, and he'll be coming on in a couple of minutes with me after the first break. And I want to give you some call-in number here, some important information. So listen, everybody, take notes, kids, okay? Listen, the call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Now, if you want to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth, and as I always like to say, one word at a time, as opposed to those socialist pricks who want to redistribute our wealth out of this country, then I suggest you get in touch with us. 800-724-2719 is the number to reach the network. Our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Our address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Listen, we're on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on Twitter, at RBN Live. I am on both of those as well. You can go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And I will link to Ralph's website up on mine, as I always do, under the tab entitled Podcast. Lots of good information in there on my website. I've linked to a lot of other people, none that I've written. I'm just smart enough to link to other people and let them do all the work, right? There you go. Anyway, listen, the call-in number today, 800-313-9443. Ralph Winterod is my guest this morning, and all of you know, or many of you might know, you can hear him on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Status Time. I am telling you, I'm starting to sound like Obama, aren't I? With 57 states, and when he was in Hawaii, he thought he was in Asia. Hey, I'm telling you, it's starting to rub off. I don't know. I got to do something. Maybe I should take more vitamins, and maybe that'll help me keep my thinking straight, because I don't want to be Obama. That's the last thing I want to be. So anyway, listen, Ralph Winterod is going to be joining me in 3 minutes. Don't go away, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and we'll be back.
In Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion radio show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Call in number 800-313-9443. I want to welcome my guest, who is the host of the Ralph Winter Road. He just told me that, and here I'm screwing it up. I am telling you, the mind is a terrible thing. Ralph Winter Road, who's on Sundays here on RBN from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Ralph's joining me because he has been... requested numerous times by people, have emailed me and said, "Oh, Ralph, you should have Ralph to come on and talk about different things." So I'm doing it. Your wish is coming true. How do you like that, everybody who's listening? Those of you who have requested Ralph, your wish is coming true, and that doesn't happen too often in life. So thanks for joining me, Ralph.
Well, thanks for having me on. I had to get up at 7 o'clock this morning. Of course, you never know when I'm working here. I usually get up early in the morning when it's nice and quiet and the phones aren't ringing. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you joined me. I know you're up in good old Alaska. Listen, you told me when we were on break that your website is old. So how could people contact you, Ralph, if they so desire to maybe pick your brain? What's the best way for them to be able to do that?
Ralph at... Just Belli, it's a Latin word, means law of war. It's J-U-S, J as in Jasper, J-U-S, B as in Bravo, ELLI.com.
Okay.
And I have, I've compensated. I've got to get my homepage done, but I've been so busy with research and briefing here, and the person that used to do it set me up on a sting operation, so obviously we don't get along too good anymore. That's been over 5 years ago, so...
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a very friendly association.
No, but I have a special list for $120 donation, and I put out documents because I encourage people to read. What I try to do is to say, this is what it says, this is how it's put together, and I want you to read it, and you make up your own mind. I also have an IRS package for $250 donation yearly, and I can conclusively say the IRS, I can take you to a law library, or I can give you the information, and I can prove conclusively that the Internal Revenue Service is a complete, total fraud. None of their regulations have the force and effect of law. And
okay.
It's amazing that nobody's doing it.
Well, let's talk, because I don't know how many people listening to my show also are aware of what you talk about on your show, Ralph. So let's give them a little bit of background so they have some idea what it is you just offered for sale, what it is they'd be buying, and why would they want to buy it. So let's get into what it is that you talk about on your show. What's happened to you and in relation to your property rights and that? What kind of victimhood can you claim?
Well, what we're doing right now is I've been assisting. I provide research materials because I'm not an attorney or counsel at law. And I have been extremely active since the 1990s when I ran for governor, when I discovered that we had a complete problem in our government, and I had no idea. It's like a free fall into the abyss of hell. But we've got an issue in Dillingham. His name is Dave Gladden.
Let people know you're in Alaska for people who don't know where Dillingham is. So let's go up there.
Oh, yeah. He's in Dillingham, Alaska. I'm sorry. Yeah. And so what he's been doing is standing up. And what he discovered in Dillingham is that there is no ordinance in 1977 for taxation for sales and property tax. So he chose not to pay sales tax. He has an apartment house. And he told the people, you just go ahead and pay the sales tax to Dillingham if you want to pay it. Well, of course, none of them did. So to make a long story short, what they have done to him is they got around and did a foreclosure thing on him, and they sold his property. And his friend bought it back. But in the process of this thing, now imagine there's no ordinance. They admit there's no ordinance, but yet they went ahead and codified a non-existing text, right? Now, that's a pretty good trick. They've admitted that, but, of course, these guys are so corrupt over there. And what we found out then, of course, when they, in Alaska, it's right out in the open. We don't own our land. I mean, a lot of people have discovered that. But in Alaska, they actually, it's in the Constitution and it's in the ordinance. They tax our private interest in the government's owned or held property. Our interest in their stuff. So what...
Ralph, would you say anybody owns their land anywhere since you have to pay property taxes on it? And if you don't, they'll take it. So, I mean, do you really own your land anyway?
There is a way to own land, and our whole country is based on the fact of owning land. And it's based on three principles that comes out of Blackstone's Commentaries, Volume 2, page 199. It's to have possession. It's to have, the next part is the right of possession, the right to use the thing, the land, and the right of property, which is the thing we touch. And when you have all three, you have a perfect legal title to the land. Now, people will say, because I've heard this argument, okay, well, I want allodial land, I want, which means that I have this, and you can't tax it. That's not true. That's not the way our country was set up, because in Alaska... And it was set up in a lot of other states, but Alaska is very easy to document. What they did is, if you're going to tax property people that own land, then what did the only people that could vote were people that own land, called property owners. And that changed in 1955 in Alaska, because now we just have registered voters, which is anybody that wants a benefit or anything gets to vote and tax my land for their benefit. So we can do what I had a chuckle. You brought up this redistribution of wealth issue. And it's just, it's illogical. And it's so easy. Like people, I say, I start off, I said, okay, are you a Christian? Yep. Do you believe in the Ten Commandments? Yep. Well, you know, I got a problem. Did you vote for Obama? Yep. Well, we got a problem here because, number one, if you believe in the Ten Commandments, redistribution of wealth has a problem. I am coveting my neighbor's property or his money. That's one, right? That's one commandment, so that's we're not supposed to do. Number two, I want to steal it through the government, making it okay. So I just broke two commandments, and it's such hypocrisy.
All the hypocrisy abounds nowadays, Ralph. In fact, if we don't have plenty of anything. We certainly have plenty of hypocrisy to go around.
Well, what we discovered, because Dave Gladden has stood his ground, and we filed in, I get the resource material, and of course it's his stuff, but a quiet title auction to say there was a cloud on the title. The government thinks they own our land. Well, the question becomes, how did you get a hold of my land? And it gets even better because, and we know that they're lying because they removed him. He stood his ground. They removed him under force. They brought over a trooper and two Dillingham police folks that have no, they are not public officers. They have no bond. They have no office, no oath of office as a public officer. They're just, all they are is, if you really want to get down to what the police are, they are hired. They're commercial mercenaries. That's all they are. They're for hire mercenaries in the world of commerce. Anyway, they removed him. As soon as they removed Dave Gladden, then they put up a sign that he's abandoned his property, his land.
Okay.
How can you abandon your land if they come over there? But as soon as they cut him off his land, because and the law says, the case is, you can't abandon the land.
So they drag him off and they call it abandonment, huh?
Right, yeah. Now he has a private land claim. He has a filed in that he has all of this. He put notice in the paper for 4 weeks and did all the stuff that these guys do up here. And he recorded it. So then here's where the coup d'etat comes in. The bottom line is, if they really owned it, they had what's called a clerk's deed. So the court now, and I have it in Alaska, conclusive from their stuff, we do not have one judge, one justice that has an oath of office as a public officer of the state of Alaska. Conclusive. I have all their stuff. In Alaska, just like in Marbury versus Madison, there's only two ways you can get in to hold what's called a public office. You can either get it by a certificate of election from the people. We get around and the electors, I'll put you in that office with powers and duties described, or it's called a civil commission, which is Marbury versus Madison. It's a document, and it has to be signed by the authority of the person given the power to appoint. And in Alaska, the governor, instead of doing a civil commission, which we finally found one that they hadn't expunged, they started with, it says the governor, and that most of them don't even have a letterhead or a signature, says, hey, thanks for showing up. I am not kidding you. So they have no civil commissions. They have no oath of office as a public officer. They can't even get 41 little words right. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
and not one person in all of Alaska, from the governor, the legislator, all of these folks have no public office at all. No oath of office as a public officer. But anyway, the coup d'etat, the thing that really blows it out of the water, is the good old city of Dillingham, when it transferred the land, it says they did what's called a quit claim deed.
Okay.
Quit claim deeds are basically, I can transfer all the interest that I have in land to you. So I could do a quit claim on any land you own to Obama. Legally, I could do that. But the question becomes, what do I have that I'm transferring? Well, what Dillingham says, they transferred all interest, and I'm quoting, all interest, comma, if any, end quote.
How could you do a quit claim deed on someone you don't have? How could you do that on my land?
Because it only allows me to transfer what interest or rights I have in property to somebody else, and it's up to them to figure out whether I did anything in quit claim deeds.
Hold on, Ralph, because we got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. David in New Mexico will grab you when we come back. Hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My guest is Ralph Winterrode, and he has a show here on RBN on Sundays from 5 to 7 Central Time. And Ralph, when we went to break, I had asked you about the quick claim, and so explain that again for people listening, because the way you explained it, you said that you could transfer all interest in land I have. You could transfer your interest in my land. Now, if I'm understandingly correctly, how could you have any interest in my land if it's my land?
I don't, but it's perfectly because a quit claim is not, I don't warranty that I have, I don't guarantee like a statutory or a warranty deed that I will back up and defend that I have any right, title, and interest in your land. I just make that claim, and that's why the city of Dillingham washes its hands, because it doesn't own the land. All it's transferring is all interest, if any, and then it quit claim deeds have been held over and over again to transfer nothing. They're as worthless as they don't even make good toilet paper because the paper's too stiff. You have to, if you actually had all of the right title and interest, you have to delineate that out and acknowledge that you executed it, and I gave this possession, right of property to someone else, and I executed it and acknowledge it. Quit claim just says all interest, if any. Okay, well, that's what Dillingham said. See, they're transferring all interest, if any. Well, we maybe don't hold nothing. That paper is worthless. It's total worthless, and that really exposes that the city of Dillingham is committing fraud, breathes into the Constitution, they're criminals. Because if they actually had the land, which would be an equitable title, it's also a right of property, if they actually had a legal title, which is right of possession, and if they had possession, because they got that under force, if they had all three of those, why wouldn't they say, I, the city of Dillingham, hereby warrant to you that we are transferring all of the rights to property, which is land, in land, to this person that bought it. They can't do it because they don't have it. It's an illusion. And what's called, if you get into really land issues, it's called the abstract of title, which is supposed to go back to the very beginning of when the land came from a land patent, like from the United States, all rights to property. There's two rights, right of possession, right of property. They're supposed to put all of those together and attract us from day one clear up to the current. And then they guarantee and they get title insurance also, which is another illusion. But in Alaska, because we came in after the total coup d'etat of our republic, you can't even get an abstract of title in Alaska. They don't do it because they can't. We came in so far, they actually put it in the Constitution of the state of Alaska that says that they own, they tax our private interest in their land. Can you believe that? It says that right in the Constitution of the state of Alaska. Should be Constitution of Alaska. That's how blatant and how dumbed down America has become, because we're not taught it's land. It's not property. It's land, and it's the rights in property, which are those two rights plus possession in our land. And if we don't own our land, if we don't own our property, which I have a case we can talk about if you want to, about automobiles, I have that sitting in the Supreme Court of Alaska right now. You don't own your, quote, motor vehicle.
Before you go into that, let's grab, we've got a caller hanging on from New Mexico, sure. And then I want to talk about Jesse Ventura, which is the reason why I played that little funky tune in the beginning about touching your junk. I want to talk about what Jesse Ventura has been up to. But let's grab this caller in New Mexico quickly first. Hi, David.
All right, hello there, Ralph and Maggie. I love your shows. I listen to both of you. I used to live in Dillingham, Alaska for like a year and a half, about 20 years ago. I was a newspaper reporter and briefly even an editor. But I covered government extensively, and my impression was that Dillingham was an exceedingly corrupt little town run by cronies. I did a nationwide news story exposing one newspaper publisher, John Lindauer, who was running for governor at the time. You might recall that. But
do recall the name. Go ahead.
Anyway. At one time, they had an election for city council, and the man who won the seat won by a large margin, but the city council simply said they didn't care for him and were not going to seat him, and they appointed one of their old cronies to fill the position. That's just one example of what went on. There's a lot of things that went on. I don't think I could even say on the radio. I had to leave that town for fear of my life, and law enforcement and lawyers, district attorneys and so forth were absolutely no help at all.
If you would care to contact me, any information you would care to give, because we've got information now that when they went to a second-class city, they didn't do the voting. When they went to a first-class city, the mayor, which was then a member of the legislature, he just signed off on it, didn't put it to the people. You're right. It's a corrupt little town, and any information you can give, I will hold in strictest confidence if you want to email me at Ralph.
Hang on, Ralph. We got to go to break. Hang on, David. We'll keep you over. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't change that dial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion, and I want to say hello to everybody who's listening in Texas, around the rest of the country, and as Obama would say, in all 57 states, including the one we now have located in Asia called Hawaii, at least that's what Obama thinks, and everywhere else around the world, everybody who listens, and I know people listen from all over to RBN, and that's a good thing because we are redistributors of the truth. My guest this morning is what Ralph Winter Road, and he is also a host here on RBN. His show is heard on Sundays at 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time. You can check out Ralph. Listen, here's his email address for those listening who'd like to get in contact with Ralph. If you have questions for him, it is ralph@justbelli.com, and that is spelled J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I. com, and he says it's okay to give out his number as well. So if you would like to call him, 907-357-8003. 907-357-8003 is the number to reach Ralph. So, David, do you have another question for Ralph?
Well, I did have another item I wanted to bring up with Ralph. I on the property tax issue and voting. I know I've heard you, Ralph, and some other people say, well, you know, if you don't own property, you shouldn't be voting. But, you know, us people who don't necessarily own real estate, we still get taxed. We get taxed on our wages, our sales tax, our gasoline tax, this tax and the other tax, and we're all being taxed to death. And I think anyone, I mean, if you're paying taxes, I think you've got a stake in it and you should have a right to vote. Although I agree the whole thinking system is rotten, and I'm really advocating we all succeed secede from the District of Criminals right now.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I can address that. First of all, you have a point, but see, the problem is we are talking about terms and not words. And what these guys have done here, we have a thing that's probably known as taxation without representation.
I've heard that before, a time or two, Ralph.
Yeah, should we be able to tax somebody? So if we're going to tax property owners, then only property owners should be allowed to vote. Now, as to the issue of wages, that is a term, by the way, and I won't get out of the technical stuff because I'd have to lay a little background for it, but I can state this, and it's conclusive, and I found it in the congressional records or in the congressional reports, Senate and House reports. Wages definitely has only to do with government people, people that hold public office, the people that work for the federal or state corporate governments today. That's the word wages, and it's in 26 U.S.C. 3401 through 3406. Has nothing to do with you or me. It's another illusion.
What's written on the books is one thing, and how they actually practice it is another thing, and the government is a lawless bunch of criminals.
Yes,
you got that part right.
Yes, they are. That's about the only true thing about the government, that they're all crooked. Everything else we've been told is a con.
Well, there's been a complete coup d'etat.
Yes,
it's been a complete overthrow of our constitutional republic, and I can even prove that.
Well, David, I'm going to cut you loose here. You have Ralph's contact information if you want to contact him. Feel free to do so. Ralph, let's talk about what happened to Jesse Ventura with the TSA. What took place there, Ralph? Let's talk about that if we could, please.
Okay, well, let me relate just a short experience. Right after that, the 2000, World Trade Center thing, the next spring, I was flying to meet Dan Metter in Oklahoma at a group down there. And TSA come up, but the guy asked me, can I feel in the privates? And I said, no, of course not. Well, I mean, what? You know, I mean, this is some guy like, yo, yeah, just give her a good feel there, you betcha. Well, the next thing I know, here comes the Anchorage Police Department and their security, and I got booted off. I said, well, why would the guy ask if I told him no? Why did he just say, hey, I'm going to do it, you know? And why ask me? So I went over, because I try to get to the bottom of things. I went over past the Anchorage International Airport over there. There's a building over there with the head of security, and I went up on the second or third floor, and I asked the guy right then. I said, what's going on here? He says, well, it's regulations. I said, okay, what's the regulation? Well, we can't see it, national security. I said, okay, let's just cut to the chase, because you and I both know there's something going on here. And he said, if you want to get on that airplane, it's a commercial flight. You will do everything that we ask you to do, including getting naked in a room. And if you don't want to do that, don't come on our airport or come to our airport to use our controlled airplanes. That was it. So now, with that said, what Jesse Ventura did is he got this out in the open, and I highly encourage people to get PACER. It's PACER. It's 8 cents a page if you really want to get to the bottom. And what that allows you to do is to go into these cases, all the federal cases anymore are on PACER, and you can go in and read what's going on behind the scenes, the actual documents, and not just what the news is giving you. Now, here's what Mr. Holder, Obama's right-hand man, says is going on. And they tell us if people just go read it. But, of course, you're not going to see this on the regular media. And I'm going to read this. So just a simple sentence here. The SOP, that means Standard Operating Procedure, is an order of TSA under 49 U.S.C., that's United States Code, Section 46110. Over the years, courts have construed the term order expansively to include agency action that is final, meaning that it is not merely a proposal and it imposes some obligation, denies a right, or fixes some legal relationship. Now, the key, end quote. Now, what this means, and the Congress said in 49 U.S.C. Section 46110, that it's called an order, it's called a standard operating procedure, or it's called a security directive, if you read the rest of this, that TSA, because you read down a little farther, they can withhold all text. You have no right to read their regulations, and they can impose some obligation, deny you a right, and fix some legal relationship, and you have no right to read the text. All you're supposed to do is shut up, be compliant, and complacent. That's right in the brief from Obama's Mr. Holder.
Okay.
So is that indicative of a dictatorship? We're going to impose an obligation, deny a right, and fix some legal relationship. And, oh, by the way, you can't even read the text because why is that?
Oh, well, it's a national security issue, Ralph. If we were allowed to see it, it'd be a national security issue. We're not allowed to know anything.
Right.
They're doing it for our safety. It's for the kids,
isn't that
Ralph.
Amazing?
Yeah, yes, it is indeed.
How can any agency, first of all, the TSA is not a lawful agent. They come under Homeland Security. Yeah. And what they've done is, and we can get into what's really going on behind the scene in our fourth branch, but also down here, it gives the 49 CFR, that's the Code of Federal Regulations, and they give two numbers, 1540.105 and 1540.107. And they say, in fact, the SOP affects the public in a manner that makes it a final order. TSA regulations dictate that the public must follow the screening procedures detailed in the SOP. And they give these two regulations. Well, people have never been told there is what's called a headless fourth branch of government. We know it as bureaucrats. We know it as code enforcement. We know it as regulations. We know it as agencies. We have never been told what a headless fourth branch of government is. Nobody has a clue. And in 1986, the Supreme Court Justice, in dissenting opinion, Justice White, said the administrative state has triumphed. The headless fourth branch of government has triumphed. Now, this is documented in a book, which I can send it to you, and maybe you can put it on your home page if you want.
Okay.
I sent it to you, highlighted. It's a 400-page document where Franklin Delano Roosevelt, these agencies were getting out of control, totally usurping our constitutional republic. And in 1937, he had a 400-page research done by the government, and it talks about the headless fourth branch of government. And Mr. Franklin Delano Roosevelt endorsed this research as a great document to be used in the future. Because what happens, what we do not know, after the Civil War, when we did the coup d'etat of our government, what they started doing, they put this fourth branch sits outside the Constitution. It sits outside of it. And it's called independent establishments. Now, it's actually in a lot of them. You can see the Federal Reserve is known as an independent establishment. FEMA, F-E-M-A, Federal Emergency Management Agency, is known as a independent establishment. That was created by Carter. And what these things do, if you can visualize that you're sitting in a constitutional republic and you go through a portal to leave our constitutional republic into this headless fourth branch. You go over there, and these things are called agencies. We use that word all the time, and we don't know what it means. How would we know? Nobody tells us.
No, nobody tells us anything, Ralph, and nobody knows that they should actually be questioning different things and asking themselves, well, does that word mean what I think it means, or does it have an entirely different meaning?
Right. So over in this, go through the portal into the land of Oz, where these things live.
Yes, they do.
And in there, we in our world, we are real. We have a constitutional republic, three branches of government, all that. We have a written document called a constitution, organic constitution. We have a bill of rights where we say these are things thou shalt not do to us. In the over on the other side, if you go through the portal, this is what. There's a case in the Ninth Circuit right now that they have never seen. This is one sitting in the Supreme Court of Alaska right now. In this headless fourth branch, there is no constitution there. What controls this headless fourth branch called agencies are two acts. One is the Federal Register Act, where the president also says he's an agency. And that was passed in 1935. So what these agencies do is we are being ruled by legal notice. They, under the Federal Register Act of 1935, they publish their regulations in the Federal Register. It's a public document or public thing that you can get. It's ruled by legal notice. Now, they put this in. And they were still having trouble. So what they did in 1946, they passed the Administrative Procedures Act because the regulations that go into that Federal Register are of two types. They're called interpretive regs, which is some attorney's opinion of some statute, which is about as it's toilet paper.
Okay.
The other one is called substantive or substantive regulations, which they have the force and effect of law. So over in the land of Oz, and this is another thing that I stopped for just a minute. In the land of Oz, they do not deal with our privileges and immunities. That's the law side. And this is a real key that it's taken me years to finally get it, and I found it. It's about procedure, our procedural rights. So Congress sets up in the land of Oz for these agencies procedures that they're supposed to follow. And if the agency follows these procedures, there's the formal and the informal. There's the two ways to do it. And we won't get into the formal because that adds to drugs, basically, but nobody's doing it. The informal, this is a procedural thing that they must put into the Federal Register, and if they follow all of these procedures
correctly,
they then can come back through that portal into our constitutional republic and grab a hold of us, called the force and effect of law. And then it has the same thing as though it had been passed by Congress or by one of the legislatures of the several states. Now, would you like to guess how many of those substantive regulations, it's called the informal rulemaking, and I'll line it out. Would you like to guess how many regulations that I have found that can come back through the portal and have the forced effect of law against us, the people?
I would bet every single one of them.
There's not one regulation I have found that will come back through, because they all get around and they do not follow the informal rulemaking. Now, this is one of the things, like in the regulations that TSA put out, they said, well, we are not going to do, and it's called 5 USC 553, little b in parentheses, we are not going to do that because that means we're doing a substantive reg and it would be against public interest. Really? They put that right in there, and the only way that you can prove this is there's another, the regular quote statutes of the United States are a set of books, and those are where Congress has voted on it, and supposedly it's been signed or it's been over, the veto's been over, you know, they've got enough votes to overdo the veto. In the world of agencies, their place is called the Code of Federal Regulations. It's a complete monstrous set of books. And the abstract all of the CFRs, called the Code of Federal Regulations, must have, as an authority, they must show the publications in the Federal Register. And it'll be there. It'll be in down at the bottom.
Okay.
So this is where we say we're publishing a regulation, and this is what it does, and this is where they say whether we're going to abide by and make it a substantive reg or an interpretive reg. They haven't told us that. And the average person wouldn't know what to look for if he got there.
No, they wouldn't have any idea.
No, most people.
Yeah, most people have no idea at all. We don't know about any of this stuff.
No, so how this system works is in the regulations, they are supposed to put, and by the way, Amy Bunk, the head of the Federal Register Group, helped me understand.
Hold on, Ralph. That's a cue music. We got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Ralph Winter-Rode is my guest this morning. Don't change the dial. We shall return.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Buddy, this is Maggie Robb. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And my guest this morning, Ralph Winter-Rode. And you can hear him. He's another host here on RBN on Sundays from 5 to 7 Central Standard Time. Listen, everybody, if you want to advertise your business or service on a network that really does help redistribute the truth, get in touch with us. The number, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Listen, you need to put your hard-earned dollars to work that are going to it'll benefit you. And that certainly isn't by advertising with the mainstream media. It's by advertising on a network that is going to help you remain, well, some semblance of free. Right now, we're not free. But maybe we'll get there if we have people support the truth, which is being redistributed here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The number to call into the show, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Our website, republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. The address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, and you can find us on Twitter at RBN Live. And Ralph said that you can contact him via email if you want to ask Ralph some questions. Ralph@justbelli.com. That's JUSBELLI.com. So anyway, Ralph, so let's talk about Jesse Ventura sued. Let's talk about his lawsuit and what happened with the lawsuit recently.
Well, his lawsuit, because what they said is he does not have the right to challenge these regulations, this statute, which they quoted. He does not have the right to a trial by jury. He cannot go to the United States District Court, which is not a constitutional court. That's another issue. He has no right there at all. His only thing that he can do is to go directly to the appellate court, to a three judges, three cross-dressers in black robes up there, and say...
Cross-dressers? Oh, real. The three cross-dressers in black robes, okay, continue. I hate to interrupt you, but it's kind of funny.
Oh, that's great. And then they, and what they want to hear only is the factual issues. They don't want to hear anything about the law. They want to hear factual, procedural violations only. That's also in this brief, this one that Holder put out. If he has an issue, bring forth the factual issues. Well, now, what you can do, and I finally got to the bottom of that one, is it's a different thought process. We tend to think we have laws of the United States, laws of the several states, and they're going to abide by them. Not going to happen. We have to be able to think in their world, procedural violations, and do the procedural violations that the statutes mandate, and then you can shift the burden of proof back on them. And that's why, like with the IRS, I would have never said go to tax court because that's for taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
But I highly recommend if you get a notice of deficiency, if you have a way to go to tax court, I have a way to go in there and raise more than holy heck. So the bottom line is, unfortunately, the attorneys for Ventura are not versed in, I mean, I'm not being critical, because you can always say, well, you should have done this, you should have done that. He flushed out Holder. He flushed him out. What's really going on? We have a dictatorship. We can create an obligation, deny a right, or create a legal relationship, and you can't even see it. Shut the heck up.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on, Ralph. We got to go to the quick 60-second break, everybody. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Don't change that dial. We shall return, and Ralph Winterode is my guest this morning.
The next